AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says there is a lot of good in the debt limit and budget deal he worked out with President Biden.
The largest savings in American history. The unshackling of finally wasteful Washington spending getting rescinded.
Now McCarthy has to convince Republicans like Colorado's Lauren Boebert.
If every Republican voted the way that they campaigned, they would vote against tomorrow's bad deal, because this is the very thing that we all campaigned to put an end to.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the key word here is compromise.
Negotiations require give and take. No one gets everything that they want. That's how divided government works.
A key test is coming later when the House Rules Committee considers the bill and votes on sending it to the full House for a vote expected tomorrow night. The lawyer for Robert Bowers, the man on trial for the deadly 2018 synagogue shooting in Pittsburgh, acknowledged he planned and carried out the massacre and made hateful statements about Jewish people. Bowers could face the death penalty if convicted. Russia says some buildings were damaged, homes were evacuated because of drone strikes in Moscow. This is President Vladimir Putin speaking through an interpreter.
As you know, the Kyiv regime has chosen a different path, the path of attempts to intimidate Russia, Russia's citizens, and attacks on residential buildings. This is, of course, a clear sign of terrorist activities. First, I want to say that the Moscow air defense system worked in the regular way.
Ukraine made no direct comment on the attack, which would be one of its deepest and most daring strikes into Russia since the war began. Her family says 95-year-old former First Lady Rosalynn Carter has dementia and remains at home with her husband, former President Jimmy Carter. A consumer class action lawsuit claims Delta Airlines inaccurately billed itself as the world's first carbon-neutral airline and should pay damages. This is AP News. A federal court ruling cleared the way for the maker of OxyContin, Purdue Pharma, to settle thousands of legal claims over the toll of opioids. The AP's Mike Hempen has the story.
The plan, approved by the Circuit Court of Appeals in New York, calls for members of the wealthy Sackler family to give up ownership of Purdue. It would become its own company, with its profits used to fight the opioid crisis. Members of the Sackler family would contribute up to $6 billion over time. They also would be protected from lawsuits over the toll of opioids, even though they did not file for bankruptcy. The ruling reverses a 2021 ruling that found bankruptcy court judges did not have the authority to approve a settlement that would offer bankruptcy protections for those who have not filed for bankruptcy. The settlement must still be approved by a bankruptcy court judge. I'm Mike Hempen.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.